It's busy in the office today. Have you
it
noticed?
Is, yes, it is very busy.
Stepping
it's,
it up.
No, it's good. It's very, very good. Yeah.
These refi loans are starting to come through, huh?
They are. You know, there's a lot of people right now that are benefiting from a refinance. I think they're starting to understand that blended rate calculator that I gave them. You know, if you purchased a home about a year ago or more, you've probably got a little bit of equity in your property. If you've got mortgage insurance, we can look at maybe taking that off. Maybe you've got some debt that you need to consolidate. You've owned your home for, you know, a good amount of time. You've got a good amount of equity in your home. And again, there are so many people that have benefited just from making the phone call to me this week because they truly didn't understand. They're, you know, kind of stuck in their mind. I've got a 3.75. I've got a 3.5. I've got a 4. I've got a 4.25. And when we actually look at all of the debt that they're paying, at all of those interest rates that they have outstanding, it actually makes a lot more sense for them to do a refinance. So that is something that we're doing, and we'll do, you know, we'll take every single call. And again, if you miss us this morning because we're talking, we haven't answered the phones yet, but if you miss us, we will definitely call you back, and we'll give you that personalized attention one-on-one.
Well, let's get to those phones right now. But first, last week on the show, guest reader Chase Shumway from Vegas brought up the story about the home that was built below another home.
Yes.
And we were all kind of scratching our heads at how,
like,
to sell
how in
it.
The world, yeah, how do you sell it? How do you divide those parcels? And actually, during the show last week, I got a phone call from a gentleman that he's a commercial
well,
real estate broker. Yeah, but
hear.
it was a great call. So why don't we go ahead and play that? I want people to hear the answer.
Good morning, Mortgage Mom Radio.
Good morning. I think I have an answer for your previous, with regards to the Las Vegas property where the house is built over the bunker.
Ah, give it to me. I'd love to hear that.
So it would be an easement in perpetuity. The property would be sold, but a portion of that property would grant an easement, or in this case, to the house above. So upon selling the property, the person or the house above would always have use to the property, and that would be in perpetuity. As they keep selling, it will always continue to exist, which is beautiful for the person who lives in the house above because they would never have to pay for property taxes, but they would have exclusive use.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much. And what is your name?
My name is Lou Ruiz.
And what is it that you do for a living? How do you know this stuff?
I happen to be a commercial broker here in L.A., and I had a property that I had sold for a client of mine by the studios. Big, beautiful home, 6,000 square feet on a 75,000 square foot lot. And adjacent to it was this fantastic half-court basketball. Had beautiful writing already on top. It was lined. It had lights. And when we bought it, because it was taken back from the bank and we did the short sale, they said, that doesn't belong to you, by the way. But as we were looking at the title report, it showed that my client's property would have exclusive use to that property in perpetuity because the county would not allow for the splitting of the lot. So therefore, they were allowed to be given an easement in perpetuity.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. That is one of those things that if you have not run into it before and we learn something new every single day, you would not know the answer. So I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. You have a great day. Good morning. And please, thank you. Always call in if you know anything. We love it.
Thank you. The Mortgage
Mom. If you look at a single family home that's actually got a guest home in the back, or, you know, me and Barry were talking about this a little bit earlier. He's getting all excited about his acronyms.
I learned what ADU means.
An accessory dwelling unit is what that's, stands for. But those are actually on title. They're considered single family homes. So even though there are the two units, you're only doing the financing based on a single family. So you get that lower down payment amount.
Okay. Even if the ADU has another address?
No, it's all about what's on title. If the ADU has a separate address, it's going to be considered a two-unit property. So if it's if there's one address and you just happen to have a guest home in the back that does not have its own separate address, it's not its own parcel, then it's going to be considered a single family, and you could do that with single family financing.
Got it. Okay.
You see what mom does for you, Logan?
I love it.
Call the Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's talk.